After noting on his pad, NB 440, Poirot opened the door and called to the orderly whom Colonel Carberry had left at his disposal. An intelligent man with a good knowledge of English, he asked him to fetch Miss Carol Boynton. He looked with some interest at the girl as she entered, at the chestnut hair, the poise of the head on the long neck, the nervous energy of the beautifully shaped hands. He said, "Sit down, mademoiselle." She sat down obediently. Her face was colourless and expressionless. Poirot began with a mechanical expression of sympathy, to which the girl acquiesced without any change of expression. "And now, mademoiselle, you will recount to me how you spent the afternoon of the day in question." Her answer came promptly, raising the suspicion that it had already been well rehearsed. "After luncheon, we all went for a stroll. I returned to the camp." Poirot interrupted. "A little minute. Were you all together until then?" "No. I was with my brother Raymond and Miss King for most of the time. Then I strolled off on my own." "Thank you. And you were saying you returned to the camp. Do you know the approximate time?" "I believe it was just about 5:10. Poirot put down CB 5:10. "And what then?" "My mother was still sitting where she had been when we set out. I went up and spoke to her, and then went on to my tent." "Can you remember exactly what passed between you?" "I just said it was very hot and that I was going to lie down. My mother said she would remain where she was. That was all." "Did anything in her appearance strike you as out of the ordinary?" "No. At least, that is—" She paused doubtfully, staring at Poirot. "It is not from me that you can get the answer, mademoiselle," said Poirot quietly. "I was just considering. I hardly noticed at the time, but now, looking back—" "Yes?" Carol said slowly. "It is true. She was a funny color. Her face was very red, more so than usual."